Soon after this, the devotees of Navadvip arrived. Sachi Mata came with the devotees. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced each and every devotee. Then he fell at the lotus feet of his mother, Sachi. Again and again he prostrated himself at her lotus feet. And again Sachi Mata would pick him up and place him on her lap and begin to kiss him with great motherly love, her eyes blinded by tears. How difficult it was for her heart to see the beautiful, beautiful black hair of Sri Gauranga shaved away. And he was in the simple saffron cloth of a renunciate. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said to his mother, that my body is your property. From my very childhood, you have cared for me with such love and affection. I owe my whole life to you. There is no possible way for me to repay the debt that I owe you for your motherly affection throughout my life. But somehow or other, like a madman, I have gone and taken sannyas. Now what should I do? Ultimately, my dear mother, I will follow whatever order you give me. Whatever makes you happy, I will do. For the next 10 days, all day long, the devotees would discuss Krishna consciousness, Krishna's teachings and pastimes together. And then in the evening, for hours and hours and hours, they would have the congregational chanting of the holy names. Each of the devotees was begging Lord Chaitanya, please let us cook for you. When Sachi Devi heard this, she appealed to the devotees, please give me one bit of charity. You will all be able to see my son again and again. But a sannyasi is not to come back to his home. Therefore, I may never see him again. So please, while he is in Santipur, give me the charity that I may cook for my Nimai each and every day. The devotees were very pleased to hear Sachi Devi's great love for her son. Lord Chaitanya would dance in such transcendental bliss in Shantipur with Lord Nityananda, Advaita, and the other devotees. Sometimes he would leap high into the air. Then he would fall unconscious and fall to the floor, and it appeared that all of his bones were being broken. When Sachi Devi would see this, her heart would break. At that time, from the core of her heart, she prayed to Lord Vishnu, please, my Lord, all my life, whatever service or pious acts I have performed, please, in exchange for them, when my Nimai falls to the floor, make it so that he will not feel any pain. Lord Chaitanya told his devotees that I am your property and the property of my mother. How is it possible that I could leave you? But at the same time, I am now a sannyasi. If a sannyasi stays at home, he will be blamed. But still, I do not want to give up your association. Please make some arrangement so I can be with you and not be blamed. The devotees all together went to Sachi Devi and explained to her, this is the Lord's request. At that time, Srimati Sachi Mata, she said, if my son goes to Vrindavan, It is a very far off land. I will never hear of his activities. However, the same Krishna of Vrindavan is living in Sri Purushottam Kshetra Jagannath Puri Dham in his beautiful, magnificent form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Jagannath. Sri Jagannath Swami Ki. But Jagannath Puri and Navadvip are like two rooms in the same house. Devotees are always going back and forth to these places. If he makes his residence in Sri Jagannath Puri Dham, then I will hear of his welfare and feel myself close to him. The devotees ran back to Lord Chaitanya and told him, this is what Sachimata is requesting. Lord Chaitanya with great happiness agreed that I will make my residence in Jagannath Puri. When he went to ask leave of the devotees, Advaitacharya prayed, please stay just 4 more days. Lord Chaitanya could not refuse his request. He stayed another 4 days. And then he pronounced the inevitable truth that he was going to depart for Jagannath Puri. Advaitacharya assigned 4 devotees to go with him. Lord Nityananda Prabhu, Jagadananda Pandit, Damodar Pandit, and Mukunda Dutt. The devotee said to Lord Chaitanya, it is not a good time to leave because there are rival countries having war with one another. It is very dangerous. If they catch even a pilgrim or a traveler, they consider him a spy and they torture him and sometimes kill him. It is not a good time to leave. Wait until it is more peaceful. Lord Chaitanya boldly pronounced, in this material world, when will there ever be a time when there are no obstacles? I will go now. This is my decision. When Advaitacharya heard this, he became blissful. He said, my Lord, you are the Supreme. What obstacle could possibly stand before you? All obstacles are your servants. Certainly you will go to Sri Jagannath Puri with no difficulty. This is very, very important to understand. Advaitacharya is the all-knowing Lord. He is explaining that all obstacles are the servants of the Lord. The Lord's desire is for every devotee to become purified, give up material egoism, and return to the spiritual abode. The obstacles that come in our life are the servants of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They have come to help us to improve our Krishna consciousness. They have come to help us to take shelter of Krishna, Vaishnavas in his name. Therefore, devotees, when obstacles come on their path, in whatever form, we gratefully accept them, thams tatiksha svabharata, and continue on in our service. And those obstacles will only help us greater than if they had never come before us. The more difficulties that come in our Krishna consciousness, the more of an opportunity it is to surrender to Krishna and to humble ourselves before his mercy and detach ourselves from those things that are obstacles from the path of bhakti. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began his trip. The devotees were pleading with him not to leave. They couldn't imagine him leaving. The same scene as when Krishna left Vrindavan with Akrura for Mathura was enacted in Shantipur. as the devotees were rolling on the ground in the anguish of the imminent separation of the Lord. Lord Chaitanya told Advaitacharya, please be peaceful. You must give these devotees strength after I leave. Then they began their journey. Lord Chaitanya turned to his devotees and asked them, have any of you brought any food with you? Or any money? The devotees replied that, how could we bring any food or money without your permission? We did not bring anything. Lord Chaitanya was very pleased. He said, I was testing you. If you would have brought anything, I would have sent you back. It is not by our arrangements that we are being maintained. It is by the mercy of Lord Krishna. Try to understand the situation. Even a prince who has so much wealth, if he is given the most fine foods on silver and golden plates, if someone comes and insults him, he will become so angry he will not be able to eat one morsel. Or someone may be bringing him a beautiful feast, but if he gets a fever, he will not be able to eat even one mouthful. But even the poorest man in the street may be able to get nice prasad and eat it. Therefore, I say it is not by your arrangements that you eat. It is by the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the supreme maintainer of everyone. So in complete dependence on Krishna, the devotees continued their journey. They came to one place called Atisara. There was a great Brahmin named Ananta Pandit. Ananta Pandit, seeing Lord Chaitanya's beauty and hearing his wonderful chanting, invited him to his home for prasad and served him with such affection. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu awarded that Brahmin pure devotional service. They came to a place called Chatrabhog. This is where the river Ganges has 100 mouths. It's a very sacred place. There's a ghat there called Ambulinga. That ghat is very famous because, as you know, when the Ganges descended from the higher worlds onto this earth by the austerities of Maharaj Bhagirath, the Ganga came into the hair and out of the hairs of Lord Shiva. But Lord Shiva was feeling separation from the river Ganges. So he came to Chatrabhog, where the Ganges was flowing. And in great, great ecstasy, he touched the waters of the Ganges. And in his love for the river Ganges, because he was so much affectionate to the Ganges. Why? Because the Ganges is flowing from the lotus feet of Lord Shiva's supreme eternal master, Krishna. It is the Charanamrita from the feet of the Lord. As soon as Lord Shiva touched the river Ganges, he melted in ecstasy and turned into water and merged with the Ganges. Since that time, this place is called Ambulinga Ghat, because it is the place where Ganga and Shiva are merged together eternally in the form of water. Remembering this wonderful pastime, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in great happiness bathed at Ambulinga Ghat with his devotees.
You were listening to Radhanath Swami on devotionalnectar.com.